Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The wild man of late night radio, Ian Lee.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
On air and off the leash.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. Call straight to air. It's a bank holiday Monday and we like to try and mix things up a little bit. It's just me at the moment. I'm not quite sure where Catherine has got to. Do give us a call about absolutely anything you want. Heavy, light, silly, dumb. Whatever you want, really. You'd be very, very welcome to call us. Here's a question. 03, I should give out the number, shouldn't I, really? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. So it's just me at the moment. No idea where Catherine has got to. Here's a question from my nine-year-old boy, right? He's asking some really good questions at the moment, some top-notch A1 questions at the moment. And this is a good one. Why don't adults cry as much as kids do when they hurt themselves? That's a good question. And I went, ooh. I said, I'm not totally sure. Maybe adults are just more used to pain. Or maybe we register pain slightly differently. But I don't know. So if anyone's... And I said I'd ask it on the radio. Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's me, Stu.
Okay, welcome. It's me, Ian. You haven't seen Kath, have you?
Can't say I have, mate. But just a quick thing.
Yep.
You said you had a migraine earlier.
Yes. Oh, God. I mean, I must tell that story before the day is done. Otherwise, I get another one.
Well, just a quick one. I'll let you crack on.
Yeah.
Next time you feel a migraine coming on,
yes,
eat something pickled.
Oh, I've got a jar of pickled eggs.
Onion. Yeah, pickled eggs, pickled onion.
How does that help?
Vinegar. Well, I was told that by my best friend's dad, who was a doctor. He's passed away now, but he was a doctor.
Yes, Dr. Shipman.
And he says, like, vinegar and that is the natural enemy of the migraine.
Wow, okay.
And like, when I've had migraines, yeah, I've always done it. And,
all right. Vinegar really is the natural enemy of the migraine. Wow, I'm having it. I'm in. All right, nice one,
yeah,
Stu.
Cool.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
I'm going to have a pickled egg tonight before I go to bed just to stave it off. Hello, line two. You've not seen Catherine, have you? Hello? Hello, line two. Turn your radio off, please. Hello?
Hello?
Jeez. Hello, caller? I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Hello, caller? Maybe Catherine's been kidnapped by this guy. Hello? If you can hear me, if you're holding your phone, just say hello now. What am I supposed to do? You coughing, the coughing guy. I can hear you coughing. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Right, fine. Absolutely incredible scenes. Let's try line one. Line one, you've not seen Catherine, have you?
No, not at all, no.
Okay. Okay, okay. All right.
Well. Yeah, I was just calling about your CD burning problem.
Yes!
Yeah, I think I've been doing some research. I think this should work. I know you've got your laser pointer. Have you tried burning it manually using that?
You want to slap, yeah?
It's going to be fiddly, but right. I think you want to slap.
Is this Pete?
It is.
Hi. Hi, Pete. Did you get your did we give you a membership card?
No.
Yeah, lifetime ban. You're not getting one. Lifetime ban, mate. You're never getting one.
Oh.
Never getting one.
Not even if I buy a hoodie.
No. If you buy clothes, you're going to ask membership cards. So, no, you are on the SH1T list. You're never getting a membership card. You're always going to...
Save me 30 quid.
Idiot. Where's Kath? Where on earth is Catherine? Where is she? What's going on? We seem to have lost her. Here's the thing, Catherine. Don't tweet from my Twitter account when yours is open in front of me as well, buddy. All right? Buddy bing, buddy bong. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. We are taking calls straight to air. If anybody has seen Catherine and knows where she is, please, for the love of all that is holy... I'm starting to get worried about my buddy now. I'm starting to get worried about my good friend. In fact, this is what we'll do for the next few minutes. Can you just have a look out your window, under your bed, dear listener, in your cupboard, in the back of the car? Stay there, Sam. Stay there, Sam. Sam is very keen for some reason to get up and leave the studio. But you can't leave me unattended. I might have another breakdown. And if that happens when you're not here, you get the sack, mate. Because I'm local. Gonna melt that one. Just have a look, guys, if you wouldn't mind, the back of your car, just wherever you are, could you phone up and let me know if you can see Catherine, please? 03-44-499-1000 if you can. That would be really, really helpful. I'm just happy to sit here and wait because I'm actually seriously getting worried about my buddy, because she never disappears like this, never. And there's some really weird messages popping up on her Twitter feed. I don't know what's going on. So if anybody has seen her, 03444991000. Someone said, have you Googled where is Kath? All right. Let's try this one. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless. Have you seen Catherine? Hello, Kath. Is that Catherine? Hello? Hello, caller? Right, I'm starting to get freaked out now like crazy. Where the hell is she? What is going on with these strange calls? Just stay there, Sam. It's all right, mate.
Hello?
Hello, line two. Have you seen Catherine?
Yeah, she's gone to Mackie D's to get you a McDonald's.
She's gone to get me a Mackie D's? This is... I can murder a Mackie D's. Oh, I could murder a Mackie D's right now.
I bet you could, mate. Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry, but if she doesn't get me one now, I'm getting... What's my favourite? I like the signature barbecue burger. Signature barbecue burger.
Don't you like them chicken burgers, man?
I like the spicy chicken wrap. Too hot, though. Burns your mouth. Right. Hot.
A bit hot.
But you haven't seen Kath, though?
No.
Okay, let's try line two. Line two, have you seen Catherine?
Yeah, have you seen her?
Okay, where?
Well, she's dashed past the house. I was literally looking out the front window.
Yeah.
And she just ran straight past, and she's disappeared now.
She's what? She's escaped?
Well, no, she disappeared. I didn't follow her. She ran past the house.
She's on the estate, or she's dead?
No, she ran through the estate.
She's ran through the estate. Okay, so she's somewhere on an estate. Guys, I'm getting so worried. Line three, have you seen my good buddy, who I would do anything for, Catherine?
No, I don't worry, mate. She's probably just creeping one out.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. That is outrageous, and we will not have any language like that about a good friend of mine. Oh, man, I'm getting really, really worried. I'm getting really worried about her. Let's try line one. Have you seen Catherine?
Nobody cares where she is.
Beg your pardon? I beg your pardon? I care. I care about Catherine. She's a good friend of mine. She stood by me through thick and thin, and I care about her. I would do anything. I would do anything for that woman. And she's gone. And I'm worried. Let's try line four. Line four, have you seen Catherine?
No.
Okay, thank you. Here's the thing. It goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? You don't have... If you don't know the answer, you don't have to say anything. You can't... Keeping quiet is definitely an option. Keeping quiet is an option. If you don't know the answer, you don't actually have to say anything. Okay, so... But thank you, but no thank you. I'm genuinely... This is freaky shiz. 03444991000. Have you seen my good friend Catherine Boyle? Hello, line five.
Nobody cares where she is.
Yeah, well, okay. But that sounds like a kidnap to me. A weird kidnap, though.
We have your friend, but nobody cares.
Okay, I'm not coming out into that room because I suspect that she's going to be doing a big woo as I come out. I'm not coming out into that room. I'm not doing it. Let me have a look through that glass.
No, she's not in here.
Well, then where is she?
I don't know. I couldn't find her.
We've lost her. We've lost her. Well, okay, that's fine. That is fine. Let's try this person. Maybe they know. Hello, line one. Have you seen Catherine?
No, I think I've seen her again, yes.
Oh, yeah, go on.
No, there's a lamppost at the end of my road. I think she's hanging off that now.
She's hanging off the lamp, what, doing acrobatics?
Well, no, she's just dangling there.
Well, that's not very pleasant. Come on, mate. That's not very pleasant. That's an unpleasant thing. Okay, well, if tonight's show is dedicated to Catherine, who got lost. I don't think this has ever happened. I don't think this has ever happened before, but we've lost Catherine. Okay, fine. Well, we carry on the show in her honour, in her memory. It's a bit like that fella from the Mannix. You know the guy, the bass player from the Manic Street Preachers, the pop band, the socialist Marxist pop band. Well, tonight's show, the rest of the show will be held in Catherine's honour. And I just hope that wherever she is, she's warm and she's comfortable and she's fed. And she's we're thinking of you, Catherine. We're thinking of you, KB, Catherine Boyle, who disappeared. This is one for Howard Hughes. We need to get Howard Hughes on to sort this out, to investigate this with one of his idiot guests. I don't think a producer stroke co-presenter has ever disappeared during a show before. This is a first. 03444991000. We carry on the show in a slightly reverential tone as we remember our good friend, Catherine Boyle, who disappeared tonight.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay. I'm gonna do something I never thought I would do. I'm gonna phone Catherine up. This is awful. I'm so worried about her. So concerned. Let's ring her. Oh God, I hope she's okay. I miss my buddy. Please pick up, please pick up, please pick up, please pick up, Catherine. Picked up. Hello? Who is this? What have you done with my best friend, Catherine? You...
I'll never see her again.
You better give her back straight away. Although, never see her again... Oh, do you know what? I can work with that. All right, well, the rest of the Tonight Show is a tribute to Catherine Boyle, who we lost approximately midnight on Bank Holiday Monday, Bank Holiday Tuesday. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Payment.
We didn't hear what you said because I was talking. Oh, jeez. Okay, that's horrendous. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're live on tonight's special tribute to Catherine.
Yes, I am live. Yes, hello, Ian. How are you? Have you found her yet?
No, we don't. We think we've lost her, and I'm just
have
coming
you,
to
have
terms
you looked,
with it.
You just go through that door under the desk. Have you looked there?
Have I looked where? Sorry.
Under the desk.
I've looked.
You know,
I've looked
behind the glass.
I've looked under. I've looked behind the glass under the desk. Yeah, of course I've looked. The cupboards, under the first place I checked. Is that my first rodeo, cowboy? That's the first place I checked. I'm so sorry. It's a really emotional time for me.
That's all right.
Sorry,
that's
it's such right. an emotional time. Terry Bartlett says...
I'm just coming up with ideas.
Okay, well, Terry has just tweeted me. Hi, Ian. Kath has probably gone to the toilet. I'm sure she'll come back soon, so no worries, mate. Listen, no one needs to go to the toilet for 19 minutes. No one.
Yeah.
No one need go to the toilet for 19 minutes.
I don't know, man. My brother takes like 2 hours on that thing.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it's... He's got a phone as well. It's just in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, man.
We'll say goodnight then. Thank you very much. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Mr. Lee, is that Mr. Lee?
Yes, this is Mr. Lee, yes.
Mr. Lee, if you want to see her again, you've got two things you've got to do.
Okay, fine. Let's hear them first, and then we'll consider it.
Nigel from Maidstone must open every show for 2 weeks singing Carrick Fergus.
Okay.
On number two.
Yes.
Number two. Rainbow George is your co-host for 2 weeks.
Do you know what? I think we're going to let Kath pass in that case. I think it's probably good for me actually to do the show on my own for a bit. Probably good for me. Just what I need at the moment, actually. Let's try line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, line three.
I mean, I know you've lost Catherine.
Yeah.
But well, can you please get to the end of this story about your migraine? I've been waiting 2.5 hours.
Okay, well, actually, you've been waiting 2 hours and 15 minutes. No one likes a liar. No one likes a liar. Fact. Hashtag fact. I will tell that in a minute when people stop calling in. Hello, line three.
A girl you call Catherine is no one now. Valar Morghulis.
Okay, literally didn't get any of that, but thanks so much indeed for taking the time to... yeah, sure. Line four?
I know where she is.
Do you know what? Actually, I'm not that bothered anymore.
Well, can I tell you anyway?
Yeah, go on.
She's having a big poo.
Oh, come on, guys. What is this? Line five.
In tribute to Catherine, because you're such a wicked singer, will you sing her It's a Football Match?
It's not actually what it's called. You get the correct title, I'll sing it for you.
It's Here Come the Blues?
No.
He scored a goal.
No. Go get the name right. Let's try line two. Hello, line two.
Hi, Ian. It's Paul in Canada.
Hello, Paul in Canada. Welcome to this special tribute to our fallen friend. I can't remember her name. My mind's gone blank. Kelly Boyle.
That's it.
Kelly O'Boyle.
I just had a thought. You might not remember this, but I think it was on New Year's Eve, not the one gone, but the one before.
Right.
You came into contact with your future self.
It's a bit trashed. I don't know if I remember it. Well, a little bit wasted.
The records are there. They're there to show.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if a similar sort of thing has happened here. What if Kath has been taken by a future self or a past self?
Oh, it wasn't on... I don't think it was on New Year's Eve, but I know exactly to which you refer. That is canon. There is a sequel to that coming at some point. It's possible. It definitely is... it definitely is possible. And, God, I'm sorry. I don't actually care anymore. You know, I think we should move on from this. There's no point in wallowing in the past. Let's move on. Let's embrace the future. Let's just take this to the next level. Oh. Hello? It sounds like someone's not watching a porno. They're making a porno.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was lovely. Thank you very much for that. Let's try line three. We will get to the migraine story in a minute, I promise. Hello, line three.
Hello, you are.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on Talk Radio.
I've been drinking Diet Coke since I was a kid.
I can't... He's very, very muffled.
I've been drinking Diet Coke since I was a kid.
You've been drinking goat's milk since you were a kid?
Yeah. Good for you.
Is good for you. I'm waiting for a punchline.
That's it. I've been drinking goat's milk since I was a kid.
You've been drinking goat's milk?
And I've been beefing like a dog as well.
And you've been beefing up a dog?
I've been feeling like a dog.
You've been feeling like a dog?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're... sorry, can I ask you a question?
Since I was a kid.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this, you fruitcake? What makes you think I'd be interested in this, you weirdo? You deviant. Line one, you're on the wireless.
For the night is dark and full of bollocks.
Enjoyed that. Okay, 03444991000. Did we do the quarter past break? We did. Okay, fine. Well, that means I've got to fill. So, here, at last, an hour and 20 minutes after it started, here's the migraine. 2 hours and 20 minutes after it started. Here is... Oh, jeez, will you stop calling in for 5 minutes? Yes, line five.
Simon D. Simon Carlo.
Okay, yeah. Line six.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Okay, thank you. Let's try calling Kath again. I'm getting very... Just to let you know, I've really thought about what you said, and you can keep her. Okay, that didn't go down well. Now you know what I feel like every single day of my life. Every single day of my life. Okay. And what is Mike Graham tweeting about tonight? Let's try line 7. You're on the wireless. You're on the air. You're on the air. Turn your radio off.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, but not for much longer.
Why is that?
Because I'm about to cut you off. So, last night, 12:30, I fell asleep listening to this woman on Howard Hughes' show, and I had a headache. Then I woke up at 2, and I had a migraine. Full-blown migraine. Agony. Absolute agony. It's not a headache. Here's the thing. A migraine is not a bad headache. It's something completely different. Hello, line one.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, line one, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was on to you last week. It's Joey from Birkenhead here. I'm going to switch your radio. Your show is an absolute embarrassment. And how are you getting paid and having been kicked off? I don't know.
When did we speak last week?
Listen, we spoke last week when I asked you if you remember me from school and I told you you were the Lollipop Man. Well, I insulted Lollipop Man because your show is an absolute load of nonsense, mate. A load of nonsense.
Yes, but what's the complaint? You've described it perfectly. It's a load of nonsense. When I'm speaking, the way the limiters work, when I'm speaking, they can't hear you. You've described the show as a load of nonsense, which I take as a great compliment. What's your complaint about the show?
Well, have you ever listened to yourself?
No.
No wonder that girl's left her station.
Okay, have you seen her?
Listen.
Who sang that? Who sang that?
Can I speak now?
I'll decide when you can speak. It was the Shy Lights. You can speak because you got the question right.
Okay, well, you made a futile excuse.
Oh no, I pressed the cut off button instead of the listen button. Sorry. Give us a call again, Jojo. Yes, line two. I don't want to see your penis, no. I don't want to see your penis, but thank you so much for the offer of seeing your penis. But I'm going to refuse that offer. And that's the way it should be done, guys and girls. It should be offered, and if it's declined, then you don't show the penis. This is what I've learned. Yes, line one.
Night gathers, and now my wife begins.
Oh, dirty boy. I think he said what I think he said. So I had this... I woke up at... I want to tell this story. Yes, line one.
Jojo, what does he want? He's not paying for the radio, is he?
No, he's not.
A load of nonsense.
What is it? Yeah, does he expect it to be good? It's not going to be good. Of course it's going to be rubbish.
Well, phone him back up.
No, I don't want to.
Phone him up.
No, you phone him up.
I'm sure he's paid 30 or 40 quid for see a stand-up comic or something. And if you think that's just a load of nonsense, isn't it? This is a great show.
But
I want Brexit and all that. That's why, you know, this is, it's enjoyable.
All right, thank you very much. I take the show being described as a load of nonsense as one of the greatest compliments you could play me. Play me and pay me. Yes, line two.
She's up your bum.
Shove what up my bum, sir? Shove what up my bum, sir? 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 He's gone. Shove it up my bum? What is it? Line three, you're on the wireless.
Goodbye, my love. My tears will fall now that you're gone. I can't help but cry. But I must go on.
Okay, line two, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Sorry. Hello?
Yes? Oh. You're on the air.
Cool. Yeah.
This is it. This is not a rehearsal. This is it. This is actually happening now. We're doing this.
Oh, really impressed. Sorry, I had the radio on.
Okay, well, you're on. You had the radio on, now you're on the radio. What can we do for you?
I'd like to talk to Ian Lee.
You're speaking to Ian Lee, hence me saying you're on the radio.
Really?
Really.
There you go. Hey ho. What were we going to say? Oh, yeah. Before you tell your punchline for your headache, which is not a headache, migraine, there's a cure for a migraine. It's dead easy.
Yeah, I bet it don't work. I bet I've tried it, and I bet it don't work.
Take a claw hammer and hit yourself on the toe.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line three. You're on the wireless.
What has Kath got in common with the Jeremy Kyle show trail? They've both disappeared.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Okay, well, let's do a trail for a show, and then we'll come back and we'll do the migraine thing.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Introducing Talk Radio's incredible new super signing, Matthew Wright.
I'm Matthew Wright. Join me for my brand new show on Talk Radio.
Right here, right now.
I'll be shaking up your afternoons with 3 hours of original current affairs conversation, unfiltered comment and irreverent opinion.
Putting the world to rights. The Matthew Wright Show, this afternoon from 1.
Always look on the right side of life.
On Talk Radio.
Do-do, 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 do-do. Aren't you supposed to be whistling?
Well, I thought...
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
OK, 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, calls are going straight to air tonight. We lost Catherine, and I'm actually taking it a lot better than I thought I would. I thought I'd be devastated, but actually I'm all right. I think it's going to be all right, guys. People phoning up being vile and vulgar, there's no need for that. We are better than that. It's not really much of a story. So I had a migraine. Hang on a second. I've just got to just try. Let me just try Catherine's number one more time. Just you never know. If Catherine is still alive, I would like her back.
That's all right. Say, you're a dick and she's the best.
All right. You're a dick. Okay. Suspect she'll be back any minute now. So I had a migraine. Woke up at 2 o'clock with a full-blown migraine, and it's agony. Yeah, I get it. It's like above the right eye, and it's also... If you were to draw a diagonal line above the right eye down, coming out through the neck, it's in those two points. My whole body was in agony. I had no pills, Nurofen, Anadin. I had nothing. So I'm lying there, and I just couldn't sleep. So then I got up. I'm wide awake, in agony. I got up at 4:30, 2.5 hours of this, and I went down to the freezer and got some ice and put it in a flannel and put that on my eye, and that gave me some relief, but not a lot. Then I fell asleep at about 5:30 to 6:15. So I got 45 minutes sleep, and that was it. And then I'm just in agony and dying. I thought I was going to throw up, and I didn't. And it's throwing up when you've got a migraine is awful because it makes the headache worse. Oh, it's awful. And I was supposed to be doing a photo shoot today with Kath for the rabbit hole, and the weather was perfect, and we couldn't do it. And finally started feeling a bit better around about 11. I had an hour where I felt better. and fine. And then at about 12, I got really bad headache again. And it's just the whole day has been woozy and headachey and my eyes hurt. And oh, man. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
I'm feeling a bit better around about 11.
Turn your radio off. It's so simple. So simple. Yes, hello. Could you turn your radio off, please?
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, you will be.
Sorry, no, Ian, I phoned you up today and I was swearing out. I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay. I bet we get a swear tonight. I think that's just the way it goes.
No, I'm not going to swear tonight. I promise you.
Okay.
I go a bit wild now and then.
What, you want to be? You had some marzipan?
Mitazepine.
Yeah, because you... Okay, you sound wasted, man.
Yeah, I'm wasted on my tablets.
Okay.
Sorry about
Why don't you go to bed, man? Stop fighting it. Relax. Give in to it. Let sleep wash over you. Get some rest.
Because I can't sleep.
Okay. Well, because you maybe sitting up making phone calls ain't the way forward. Go and meditate. Go and listen to the sea. Find a YouTube channel. Listen to the sea.
I listen to Gregorian chant.
Okay, right.
You know that, Ian?
Yeah, I know Gregorian chants. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got loads of that on my tapes.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, listen to a little bit
relaxes
of that.
Me.
You need to chill out, man, because you sound awful.
I know. It always sounds awful because I'm off my case after that.
Okay, well, stop being off your case, man, because it ain't good for you. And the thing is...
I apologise.
You've apologised. Really, and this is why I don't like talking to drunk or stoned people, because they repeat the same thing over and over again. You've apologised, it's fine. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
There you go! It's fine, dude. Let it go. Let it go. It's not a problem. I'd forgotten about it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you go to bed,
buddy? All right, let you go to your next caller.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Hang on a second. I'm just gonna try something here. The number that's going to flash up on the screen, Sam, can you give it a call back? Because I haven't got much credit. I haven't got credit. I was in the jungle and I haven't got credit.
...that your provider's national rate. The call will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
That one. Give that a call. Give that guy a call back. Because I've got a feeling we're being sold a pup here. I've just got... Little sneaky suspicion. Put me through. I'll put myself. Here we are. Right.
Can you hear me? Am I coming through? I've just got a little sneaky suspicion that we are being sold a pup here. And I'm being made to do a lot of work that I don't need to do. Hang on a second. Let me just go out into the offices. Catherine Boyle, get your ass in that studio right now. Have you been sat out here the whole time? We have been... worried sick about you. We've had tributes to you. We've had people suggesting you might be doing a painful poo. We had someone suggesting you might be masturbating. We had some people who were actually glad that you were gone. But
one of them was correct.
You've been dirty. I have carried this bloody show. Get in there now. You've been sat here the whole time. Sorry, Paul Ross. Get in that studio.
Don't touch that.
Get in that studio. Outrageous. I'm so sorry, listeners. I just had a feeling we were being played. You've been sat there for 40 minutes just on your hairy ass. It's a bank holiday that we've got to work.
It's a bank holiday that we've got to work. Why are we doing this through the phone?
I don't know. Why are we doing that?
Oh, my head is killing me. Got that migraine.
Migraine again.
Feel like that.
Like,
whoa.
What's
going
on,
man?
What
the heck?
The heck, listen.
This feels so... It feels so loose. Just...
Oh.
I'm gonna be sick.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.